Editor's note. This is an open letter to Stephen Lecce, Minister of Education. Dear Minister Lecce. Subject. Concerns regarding potential policy changes impacting 2SLGBTQ+ students. I am writing to you on behalf of North Bay Pride to express our deep concern regarding recent comments made, suggesting the possibility of Ontario adopting a policy like those implemented in New Brunswick and Saskatchewan. These policies involve notifying parents if their child chooses to use a name or pronoun different from their assigned gender identity while at school. As an active participant in our local community, North Bay Pride is dedicated to promoting inclusivity, acceptance, and understanding for the 2SLGBTQ+ population. We serve as a bridge between community members, parents, allies, and the 2SLGBTQ+ community, fostering an environment where all individuals can be their authentic selves without fear of discrimination. One critical aspect that we must emphasize is the mental health and well-being of 2SLGBTQ+ youth. Recent statistics reveal that approximately 50% of 2SLGBTQ+ youth have attempted suicide, underscoring the urgent need for protective policies that prioritize their safety and dignity. We believe that implementing a policy that discloses a student's chosen name or pronoun without their explicit consent could exacerbate these challenges, potentially increasing the already distressing rate of suicide attempts among this vulnerable group. No one is denying the importance of parental rights. However, it is crucial to acknowledge that if a child does not feel safe or supported enough to be open about their identity or feelings with their parents, it highlights a problem within the home environment. Forcing these individuals to come out in an unsafe space can result in irreparable harm and trauma. This, in turn, contributes to additional burdens on an already struggling healthcare system that is already stretched thin. Furthermore, we feel that these potential policy changes may be used as a distraction tactic to divert attention from other pressing issues. For instance, the controversy surrounding the Green Belt and the Premier's perceived lack of support for the 2SLGBTQ+ community as highlighted by Ontario Pride and the Ontario NDP. Such actions and controversies add to the misinformation and misunderstanding surrounding the 2SLGBTQ+ community, potentially leading to further harm and marginalization. In alignment with your statement that every school must be safe for every child, and that safety must prevail, both at home and at school, we firmly assert that existing policies and practices are effective in maintaining a safe and supportive environment. We are not saying this needs improvement either, because it does, and consultation with 2SLGBTQ+ community has been missing from discussions around policy changes that affect those within the community. However, we also recognize that the current discourse surrounding this issue is driven by biases that seek to undermine the hard-won rights and protections of the 2SLGBTQ+ community. At North Bay Pride, we advocate for policies that prioritize the health and well-being of all students while respecting the rights and dignity of the 2SLGBTQ+ community. We firmly believe that affirming young people for who they are is essential for their growth and development, a perspective supported by peer-reviewed research and medical guidance. We stand united with a network of Pride organizations across Ontario, including Flag Canada and other local Pride chapters, in urging you not to adopt policies that could undermine the safety and inclusivity that our schools and communities have worked hard to achieve. The high prevalence of suicide attempts among 2SLGBTQ+ youth underscores the urgent need for protective measures that can provide a safe and affirming environment. We thank you for your time and consideration and welcome the opportunity to engage in further dialogue on this crucial matter. Sincerely, Jason McLennan, Communications Director, North Bay Pride.